Okay. Last two words on Gemara and Beis. Vamar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Loi v'oinoi v'gei ha'charoshim mukafes chaymen yimais Yeshua ben Nun Havim. These cities, Loi and Oinoi and Yeharoshim, they were walled cities from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. V'hani, so the Gemara asks, v'hani Yeshua ben Nun? These cities Yeshua built? V'el Palel, v'el Falel ben Nun. This person named El Falel built it, the Chassid. Pasuk says, v'nei El Palel, Eiver Umisham v'shamed, Hu bana es Oinoi v'es Loid ben Isel. This, as you see, clearly was not built by Yeshua. So the Gemara says, "Well, Taimeich." So what about according to your reasoning? Ha'asa b'nani wasn't Alpha, it was Asa. Nachsev vayiven Ari Mitzura biYehuda. There's a little change here of the exact words of the pasuk. So you see from this pasuk that Asa was the one that built it. No, really, these cities were built by Yeshua. But then they were destroyed again in the conflict of Pilagish Begiva. And then Al-Palel came, Benani, and then he went and built it again. Then it fell down again, the cities. Asa, Sheftzinu. And then Asa came and he built it. He was Mechazik, he strengthened it. So they all really took part in it, but it started from Yeshua. Dekanami, Dechsiv, Ayyam, the Yehuda, Nivna, Esa'arim, Ela. So it's arrived, and the Pasuk says that they said to Yehuda that they should build, we should build these cities. Mechlau, the Arim, Havu, Mekor. It's Mashu that these cities were already built, and we're just going to, you know, build it again. So Shema, you know, we see that really it was built in times of Yeshua, and then later it was just, you know, built again, and then strengthened. Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Nashim chayavais b'mikra Megillah. Nashim are mechuyiv to hear mikra Megillah. Sha'af hein hayu ba'isa nais. Because they were also included in the nais. Rashi learns that af hein hayu ba'isa nais means that the women also were part of the gzerah, part of Haman's gzerah. L'hashmer la'arg la'abit. Taisus learns a little differently. Taisus learns that it was through them that the Nes of Purim happened. So either way, they're Mechuyiv and Mekra Megillah. V'am Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Purim Shechal Yis B'Shabbos. Purim falls out on Shabbos. Shoylem V'Darshim V'Yonah Shal Yayim. You have to write B'Shoylem V'Darshim V'Yonah Shal Yayim on Purim, and if it falls on Shabbos. Which says, Ma'ir Yepurim, what's the Gemara, what's this memory that it's only Purim? Afil Yantif Nami, also Yantif for the same Halacha, the Tanya. Moshe Tikkun Lam Yisrael Shushalom Medarshim and Yanashal Yom Hilchos Pesach VePesach Hilchos Atzeres VAtzeres Hilchos Chag B'Chag. What do you have to tell us specifically Purim? All Yomim Tovim are like that. Mar says Purim is Tzricha. Like, no, I need it for Purim. Why? Ma'udatayim. I would think Nigzar Mishum Derav. I would think that if it falls out on Shabbos, you should not learn the halachas of Purim. Because we're afraid, like the Rabbi has exerted, that we're afraid that the reason why you don't learn the Megillah on Shabbos is because someone will carry the Megillah to go learn it, right? For Amos and Rosh Hashanah. So you would think that so too, you should not learn Binyan Shalyam and Purim, because it may bring you to end up learning the Hilchos Megillah and Kriyas Megillah, and then you might come to carry it. So Kamash Malon, that's not the case. If it falls on Shabbos, you should learn the Halachas of Purim. Person is mechuyev to read the Megillah at night, and again, read it during the day. Shenemer lekeyakra yoimam, lekeyakra yoimam v'loy sana v'layla v'loy demiyali. If you read it again, this pasuk saying, I call it to Hashem during the day, and also if not answered, and then at night also. Savramina. So what the Talmidim, the Bnei Yeshiva, thought that like this. L'mikre b'layla, we should read the Megillah at night. Ulemisna masnisin dida v'yamayla. So you read it at night and then learn the Mishnayos, learn the Halachas during the day. It was explained to me from Chiya Bar Abba, Kigoyin the Ami Inshi Ever Parshal Sadov Asnaya. It means that like them, that I learned this through this parsha, I finished through this parsha, and then I learned it again a second time. So he's trying to tell them, no, it's not pshat that you read it one night, and the next day you learn it. You read it again. You read it one night, and then you read it again the next day. So it's not like the Bnei Yeshiva thought. it benami amr chel b'amr ula b'yira chayiv adam likur tzisa megillah b'layla sh'nesu b'yayim. See also amr chel b'amr ula b'yira that a person is mechayiv to read that night and day. Sh'nemar l'mayin z'mecha chavayid v'lo yidoyim Hashem l'kei l'lo midako. The darshan of this pasuk, my z'mecha chavayid is during the day v'lo yidoyim at night. So you do it again. It's mashal, you do it twice. This is the pasuk. This is the pasuk of the Tehillim, which is the pasuk of Keli Keli Lama Zavtani, which is the pasuk that we attribute to Esther. So that's the dash from this pasuk. Elashak Far Makdim Lemechnisa. So we said that the small villages in the Mishnah. We said that small villages can lane in a special din that they can lane the Megillah on the Yom Achnisa, which would be the Monday or Thursday that they would come into the big cities anyway. Amr Chanina says, Chachamim hekilu akvarim liyus makdimim liyom achnisa. The Chachamim were makel on these small villages that they can read it on the yom achnisa, on the Monday or Thursday. Kedei sheyisbuku mayim umazim la'achem shebekrachim. In order that they'll be available to give, like we said earlier, we brought this, that they should be available to give water and food to their brothers in the krachim. They would, small villages had access to the food, and they would bring the food in, and were afraid that if they were so busy on Purim, running around trying to figure to get the Kriyas Megillah, because they weren't all, big Bala Kriya there, so they wouldn't end up bringing food for the people in the Krachim so that they can have Purim Suda. So that's why we gave them we let them land in earlier so that they should be able to provide for the people in the Krachim. So the Gemara says, remember that the Kant of the Krachim have it. You're going to tell me that the reason why they were Mesakin, the Chacham were Mesakin, that the Kfarim can lay it on the Yom Achnisa is for the benefit of the Krachim. But Nan, Chalias, Besheini, Kfarim Vayaris Gedalis Karim Bayom, we said if it falls on a Monday, so the small villages and the big cities, when do they read it? They read it on that day, they read it on Monday. Vimisa, now if you're saying the problem is that we're afraid that if it falls out that day, they're going to be busy with listening to the Megillah and they're not going to be able to provide the food. Vimisa, the Kaimu Yom Achnisa. If we're afraid about this, then they should land it on Thursday preceding Monday. And that way, on Monday itself, they won't be busy with the Kriyas Megillah. They'll be able to bring the food. Somewhere it says, Havaluhu Asar. No, the problem is it's going to be 10. It's going to be the 10th. The Asar Ali Tikkinabana. The Bana were never Misakin that they should do it on the 10th. Sorry, you can only work within the parameters that Chacham gave you, which was began with Yud Aleph, and you cannot go before Yud Aleph. Like we said, like Pachas V'Yayser. So even though it's a nice idea over here, there's nothing else to do. They can't lay it any time earlier. So therefore, they're stuck laying on this day. Tashma, Chalias, B'chamishi, Kfar Mayaris Gedalos, Karim B'yayim. The Gemara has another right. If it falls on Thursday, so then the Kfarim, the small villages and big cities, Karim B'yayim, they read it on Thursday. Vimis, and if you're nervous about what we said earlier, to provide the food, that the people in the villages should provide the food for the Krachim, then the people in the Kfarim should lay it on Monday. The Achar Asarhu, you can't tell me that it's the 10th because it's really the 11th. The Gemara says, Yom Achnisa Machnisa Leidachinim. Wait, we don't push off from one Yom Achnisa to another Yom Achnisa. I mean, if it's Thursday today, we're not going to allow them to push it off to Monday. Because today's Yom Achnisa, that's going to be ready to make for them to do it earlier. Tashma. Amr Yehuda, Emesai B'makam Shenachnasa Mashin V'chamishi. Rabbi Yehuda says, when is this? When do I let them, when the Chachamim let them lane earlier? When they come in to the big cities on Monday and Thursday. But in a place where if they do not go in Monday and Thursday, then ain't kairos el bezmana, then they're not allowed to lane it on Monday and Thursday. They have to lane it bezmana. Now the Yisak, if you're going to tell me that the takana was for the benefit of the krachim, so mishum they nechnasim mishinu chamishi mafshel krachim. Just because these people in the villages are not going in that Monday and Thursday, maybe they had a day off from work that day, so just because they're not going in Monday and Thursday, so then the krachim should lose out. But the whole point of this whole thing is to take care of the people in the krachim. So the Gemara says you're right. Loi tema kadesha yispiku mayim bazan. Don't learn that it's so in order for them to give the people in the krachim water and food. Don't say kadesh yispiku. Means the reason why they're allowed to land on Monday and Thursday is because they do provide mayim mazon lachem shebekrachim, and therefore it's like a schar. It's like we're giving them We're giving them a schar for the fact that they do that, and therefore they're able to lane earlier. So you're right. It's not for the. It's not the takana was not for the benefit of the krachim. It was for the benefit of the kfarim. It's like as a little reward for all their hard work. Okay. So we said, what happens? Let's say it falls out. Let's say it falls out on Monday. What did the Mishnah say? Just looking back at the Mishnah.
Yeah,
that was the first day of the time. So it falls out on Monday. So then that was the beginning of the Cheshbon. It falls out on Monday. We said that they read it that day. What's the pshat that in the beginning of the Mishnah it starts off saying Megillah Nekreis what? The 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th. And then once it starts the Ketzad, it says, Chalios Yodalid Bisheni. Why are we talking about the days of the week now? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So the Gemara says, Aydin Misafchili Nakatzidur the Yoyma. Because since you're going to be going backwards, when you're going to be going, you're going to be leaning it on. 13th, then the 12th, and then the 11th, and you're going to be basically working backwards. You're going to be saying Matzah Shabbos, Sunday, Matzah Shabbos, and Friday. So since you're going to be working backwards like that, people may start getting confused and starting to mix things up. So therefore, that's why we switched it from the days of the month to the days of the week. Okay, Chalias Erev Shabbos. Let's say it falls out on Erev Shabbos. So, what do we say? We say the Kfarim. We say Chalias Erev Shabbos. We said the Kfarim are Makdim Nevechni, so they do it on Thursday. The Ayaros Gedolos and the Mekafes Chaima read it that day. Right? So it falls out on Friday, even though the Mekafes Chaima normally read it on the Tezvav. But here they lean it. On Yud Daled, Erev Shabbos. We don't lean it on Shabbos like we said. That's what the Mishnah said, right? Okay. Zok the Gemara Masnis and Mani. Who is our Mishnah like? E Rabbi Yosi, either Rabbi or Rabbi Yosi. My Rabbi. What's the case of Rabbi? The Tanya. Rabbi says Chalios Erev Shabbos Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Makdim Liyam Achnisa. If it falls on an Erev Shabbos, so then the Kfarim this and the Yaros Gedolos they read it on Thursday. And the walled cities read it that day. So that's not like us, because we said that the walled cities and the big cities lay it on Erev Shabbos. Here, this Tanakhama said the Kfarim and the Ayaros Gedolos read it on Thursday. Rabbi Aymer, Aymerani, I say no. La Yidchu Ayaros Mim Kaiman. The big cities do not. We don't push them off. They read it on Friday. Both the big cities and the walled cities lay it on Erev Shabbos. So that's mamash like our Mishnah. The walled cities and the big cities lay it on Erev Shabbos. And the Kfarim doesn't say here, but the Kfarim would be going earlier to Thursday. My time in the Tanakhama. So what's the reason of the Tanakhama? How come the Tanakhama says that they are Rizkadailais all of a sudden laying on the Yemach Nisa? The pasuk says, "B'chol shana v'shana, ma'kol shana v'shana, ayaris kaid meslim kafim." Every single year, the big cities lain before the walled cities. Right? They always lain on Yadalit, and the walled cities lain on Tezvav. So Afkan also over here, just because it falls on Erev Shabbos, we have to be mekayim that drush of the pasuk that the ayaris always have to be before the mekafim. So Afkan ayaris kaid meslim kafim. So over here, the big cities have to be before the walled cities. So the Gemara says, "V'ema, why don't you say this drasha? B'chol shana v'shana makol shana v'shana ein nidach na'yarish mimkayim." Just like every single year, the big cities are not able to be pushed off from the day that they lay. They always lay on the day that it falls out on Yadalid. So afkan le'yarish mimkayim. So too over here, the big city should not get pushed off from Yadalid, which would be Friday. The Gemara says, Shani Halcha Dol Yavshino. What do you want? Over here, it's impossible. Because we have this other drasha that they have to be before the walled cities. Once they have to be before the walled cities. So in this case, it's impossible. So then you're right, they have to go a little earlier. V'Rebbe, my time. So what's the pshat in Rebbe? How come Rebbe disagrees? What's his reasoning? So he darshens also, B'chol Shana V'Shana, Ma'akol Shana V'Shana, Ein Ayores Nidachim Kaiman. Just like we said, every single year, the big cities do not get pushed off from the day that they land. They always land on the day that Yudalit is. So Afkan, L'Yidcho Ayores M'Kaiman, so too, over here, the big cities are not going to be pushed off from their Yodal, which is Arab Shabbos, and even though they're landing on the same day as the walled cities, that doesn't matter. So the Gemara asks, "Vayim b'chol shana v'shana? Why don't you say the other drasha? Ma kol shana v'shana? Yaris kaid mislim mekafin, just like every single year, the yaris are before the mekafin. The big cities are before the walled cities. Afkan nami yaris kaid mislim mekafin. So over here, the big cities should be before the walled cities." The Gemara says, "Shani hacha dol yavsh. Over here, it's not possible." So again, so you know, you're right, it would be a nice drasha, but over here it's not possible because the Yoreis are not supposed to be pushed off in their day. So really the question is, okay, which drasha do you go with and say the other one is Layafshar? So that was the Machlokes Rebbe in the Tanakhama, and then our Mishnah could be like Rebbe. But the Gemara also said that our Mishnah could be like Rebbe Yaisi, so my Rebbe Yaisi, what's this Rebbe Yaisi that we can be like? The Tanya. Chal Yais Be'erev Shabbos Mukafin L'Kfar Magdim Le'Mechnisa. It falls on an Arab Shabbos, so then what? The walled cities and the kfarim and the small villages do it early on Yom Echnisa, on Thursday. Vayaris Gedaila is carrying by Bayayim. So this Tanakhama is different than the Tanakhama earlier, because here it says that the walled cities even go back to when the kfarim do it on Thursday, and the big cities do it on Wednesday. So here you're going to actually have the walled cities laying it before the big cities. According to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yossi, I mean, no, ain mukaf in kaiman layaris. The walled cities can never be before the big cities. Ela elu ve'elu kairim by bayayim. But both of them, the ayaris and the mukafis, they've lain on Arab Shabbos, which is exactly like our Mishnah. That's what our Mishnah said. And again, it doesn't speak out the kfarim, but the kfarim would be mocked in the machnis. Everybody would agree on that. My time at the Tanakhama. So what's the reason of according to this Tanakhama, that he holds that the walled cities go to the yom machnisa? Just like we have every single year, the Ayaris are on the 14th. Like we learned earlier, that the Zman of one is not the Zman of another. So then it cannot be that the walled cities will be on the 14th, because each the walled cities and the big cities have different Zmanim. By this drasha, Zman Shazah, Lo Yishah Zman Shazah. So Afkan, Yaris Parba Aser, Zman Shazah, Lo Yishah Zman Shazah. And therefore the walled cities have to do it a day earlier. So the Gemara asks, Ve'ema b'chol shana v'shana, ma'kol shana v'shana, imu kafen kaidmin la yaris, Afkan, imu kafen la kaidmin la yaris. Why don't you make the other drasha? Let's say b'chol shana v'shana is coming to tell you that the walled cities should never go before the big cities. Moshani Yachad Layavshir, you're right, that would be a nice drasha to make, but over here, since it's impossible, the first drasha is more important. That's the one that takes precedence. So, we say, like, it's not possible. My time at Rabbi Yossi, what's the reason of Rabbi Yossi that he says, right, like our Mishnah? So he learns, B'chol Shana V'Shana, Ma'chol Shana V'Shana, Emukaf M'Kaim Na'aris. He learns the other way. They're just like the every single year, the walled cities do not go before the big cities. So Afkan, Emukaf M'Kaim Na'aris. So too over here, the walled cities are not going to be before the big cities. So he says, V'Ema B'chol Shana V'Shana, Ma'chol Shana V'Shana, Zman Shazel, Lois Zman Shazel, Afkan Zman Shazel, Lois Zman Shazel. Why doesn't he make the same drasha, the Tanakhama, and then he'll end up having that the Ayaris, the big cities land on Arab Shabbos, and the walled cities land on Thursday. Shani hacha d'lo yafshir. Over here, it's not possible. It's the same type of setup. So the Gemara asks, was Savar Rebbe, Ayar slay the chinu yamachnisa? Does Rebbe really hold, going back on that first machlekes, does Rebbe really hold that cities, the big cities, are not pushed off the yamachnisa? Vatanya, chalias b'shabbos, let's say it falls out on Shabbos. So if Yud-Dal falls out on Shabbos, kfar makdim yamachnisa. The kfarim we know lane on Thursday. Ayaris gedai lays kairim erev Shabbos, and the ayaris gedai, the big cities lane on Arab Shabbos. Umakafes chaim elamacher, and the walled cities lane on Sunday. Rebbe Aimer Ani, I say no. Hayo v'nidcha ayaris m'kaim on once. You are pushing off the big cities from Yudalid, because Yudalid is Shabbos, you cannot land on Yudalid. So once you're pushing them off, Yidchul Yemachnisa. So you should push them off also to the Yemachnisa. Once you're pushing it off anyway, may as well do it with the Yemachnisa on Thursday. So you see, Rabbi does hold that Yars could be pushed off. So why are you telling me earlier that Rebbe holds that no, that the Ayaris are always going to be on the 14th? They cannot be pushed off. So Hachi Hashta, he says, no. Hasam Zmanam Shabbosi. That's different. Over there, the Zman of Yadala is Shabbos. And once you're pushing it off anyway, so then you have to push it off. Everybody agrees that you push it off, so you push it off till Thursday. But v'hachos man erev Shabbos. But over here, in Rabbi's case, this man of Yedal was erev Shabbos. So if you have no reason to push it off, we're not going to push it off. Once you have a reason to push it off anyway, so then yeah, you'll push it till Thursday. But otherwise, you don't. If you could lean it on erev Shabbos, then you will lean it on erev Shabbos. Kiman nazal had am Rabbi Chelba, am Rabbi Huna. Who is this going like that? This Rabbi Chelba says in the name of Huna. Purim shechali is b'Shabbos. Hakol nidach l'mechnisa. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, then everything gets pushed off till Thursday. Hakol nidach l'mechnisa. Everything gets pushed off. Ha'ika mukafim davdi l'macha. How can you tell me that everything gets pushed off to l'mechnisa? But we know that the walled cities do it on Sunday. If Purim falls out on Shabbos. Ella kol anidcha, anything that is pushed off yidcha liyemachnis, anything that's pushed off is pushed off to Thursday. Meaning mukafas chum is not considered pushed off; they do it on Sunday. Keman, kerabbi, that's going like Rabbi, like we just said earlier. Dekuli amamia, everybody agrees. However, Megillah b'Shabbos like Karina. Everybody agrees that on Shabbos you don't lay in the Megillah. My taima, amarava. Here's what we referred to earlier. Hakol chayim mekriyas Megillah. Everyone's mekliv mekriyas Megillah, but kiyas shayfer. And okay, show whether you guys tkiyah shayfer or not. Veina kol bakim b'mikra Megillah. Not everyone's baki in how to read the Megillah. So therefore, we don't lay it on Shabbos because gzeiro shami etlanu biyada. We're afraid that maybe you're going to take the Megillah in your hand. V'yelech itzal baki lumoid, and you'll bring it to a baki to learn. V'avirenu arba amos b'rishus harabim, and you'll carry it four amos in rishus harabim. V'ha'inu tamid the shayfer, and that's the same reason why we don't blow shayfer on Shabbos. V'ha'inu tamid the lulav, and that's the same reason that we don't shake lulav on Shabbos. Rav Yosef Amar Mneshei Neim Shalaniim Nesuos B'Mikra Megillah. The reason is that the Aniim understand that they know that hey, Matanos of Yoinim are coming up because they're laying the Megillah, so they're going to get all excited. So then and on Shabbos you obviously cannot give Matanos of Yoinim. So that's why we don't lean it on Shabbos, so we don't want to antagonize the Aniyim. Tanenami Hachi, Afapisha Amak Farmak Dimli Machnisa, even though, so we have a similar branch, that even though the Kfarim are Makdim Machnisa, Goivin Bai Bayam Machakim Bayam, even though they are able to lean it earlier in for the Yom Machnisa, the Thursday, and really that's not really technically Purim for them, still the fact that they lean it on Thursday, that means that they have to also collect and be Machalik Matanos of Yoinim. Because the Aniyim hear the Megillah and they want the Matanos of Yoinim. Afa Pisha Amru Adarabo Mishum the Amruhu. Hold on, what is this going? Oh, Afa Pisha Amru? What do you mean Afa Pisha Amru? What's this lashon of Afa Pisha Amru? Afa Pisha Amru? Adarabo Mishum the Amru. You shouldn't say Afa Pisha Amru. Say because we say that Kfar Makdim Achnisa. That's why you collect for them on Matan Savyayim on that day. Mishum Damruhu. So Ella Hoyel, you're right. Ella, this was supposed to be Hoyel Va Amru. She Kfar Makdim Achnisa. Since we say that the Kfar could be Makdim the Achnisa, Gaivim Bay Bayayim Mechalkim Bay Bayayim. Then we do split it up that we do give out the Matan Savyayim that day. Memneisha Aneim Shal Aneim Nesuas B'Mikra B'Megillah. He's saying, you're right, we changed it around a little bit. And he says, you're right, since the Kfarim do are makdim to the lane of Yom Achnisa, so we do collect the Matanos of Yonim that day because of the Aniyim. But the Simcha, meaning the Sudas Purim, is only Nayeg Bizmana. Amarav, Megillah Bizmana, Kairna, Isaib, Afil Biyachid, Shle Bizmana Basar. Rav says, and Megillah. In its correct time, you can read it even biyachid. You don't need a minyan. Shalai bismana. But if you're going to read the Megillah shalai bismana, then you need 10. Meaning, what does it mean shalai bismana? I mean the kfarim that are makdim the machnisa, they are only allowed to lane with 10 people. Need a minyan. Have ovd the bchashli rav lahod the ravasi. There was a story, and Rav himself Rav held that you have to learn. Rav himself, even though he said that the Megillah Mizbanav, when you're reading it at its proper time, you can read it even biyachid. Still, he was choishish for Rav Asi Shita, and he made sure to have a minion when he went. Umi Amar Rav Hachid, does Rav say this? Amar Rav Yehuda Breder of Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmeid Rav Purim Shachalis B'Shabbos Purim that falls on Shabbos Erev Shabbos Manam. So then, Erev Shabbos is its man. Erev Shabbos Manam. What do you mean Erev Shabbos is man? Well, Shabbos Manam. Why are we saying here that if Shabbos falls on, if Purim falls on Shabbos, so then Erev Shabbos is its man? That's not true. Erev Shabbos is not its man. And the Lav Hachikam, maybe this one means to say, Shaloi Bizmanam Kizmanam. Maybe it means to say that Shaloi Bizmanam is like its man. Maz Manam Afil B'Yachah, Rav Shaloi Bizmanam Afil B'Yachah, which would be a kash on Rav, because Rav said if it's Bizmanam, you need at least 10. And Shaloi Bizmanam, you can do one. No, really, you need 10. Elamai Erev Shabbos. So then what? What does it mean, Erev Shabbos manam? Why is he saying Erev Shabbos is its man? Not to tell you that you need that you can even learn a biyachid. It's laafuke mid Rebbe. It's coming to include what Rebbe says. The Amr Hayil v'Nidchu Ayaris Mkaimam Yidchu Yemachnisa. It's coming to exclude this that Rebbe holds. The Rebbe says that once Ayaris are pushed off from their place, then they're pushed off to Yemachnisa. Hakamash Malon. The Arab Shabbos Manam. No, that do not push the Ayaris. If it falls on Shabbos, right? We saw Shita that holds that you push it off till Thursday, and even the big cities. So comes over here this member to tell you. That it's that Erev Shabbos is its man for the big cities. All right.